The topic I'd like to speak about today is a fundamental topic we've touched on in the past, but very much relates to this week's Parshios in general. As we go through the stories of Bereishis, sometimes they seem a little bit more folk story-ish, part of our general history, but not clear, like, theologically where exactly it plays a role. And the topic I want to speak about really is the difference between Jews and non-Jews. We know that there are fundamental differences between Jews and non-Jews. All too often, we hear apologetic explanations that don't seem to strike true with the Jewish approach. But on the other hand, we're also unsatisfied if there's not a real explanation how things are fair and just and aren't just arbitrary. Meaning, why is it the case that you're able to wake up and we believe you have a special neshama and a special role in this world? Non-Jews do also, but you have a unique role. How does that come about? Why is that fair? How do we explain that? So Ramchal, in this parak of Chelik Beis Parak Dalet of Derech Hashem, he tackles this issue. One of the deeper issues to explore is this major difference between Jews and non-Jews. You look at them, DNA, everything else, it appears to be roughly the same in terms of our physical appearance and presence. But from the Torahic perspective, fundamental differences. Look at this. He tells you, I'm going to give you a biur maspik. I'm going to give you a satisfying answer. It's going to really, it's not going to be just apologetics. Explain to you in what ways they're similar and in what ways they're different. Now, to do that, Ramchal, as always, is to give the context. To give the broader context, conceptually, historically, how this came to be. Adam HaRishon kodem cheto haya b'matzav elyon me'od m'mashu Adam Atin. We see Adam HaRishon pre-sin was on an incredibly high level, fundamentally different than the Adam HaRishon that you see when you look outside. Not Adam HaRishon, the humanity as you see it outside. Ukvar b'yarnu v'nin zeh b'chilek aleph, u'madrega noshes l'fi ha'matzav ahu ha'isa madrega nechbedes me'od. It was a very high level. Was destined for basically eternally being on a high level. Were Adam HaRishon not to have sinned, would have continued going higher and higher. And not only that, though, it wasn't supposed to just be Adam HaRishon, maybe his wife, and enjoying a family vacation for eternity, but he was meant to have descendants. Hashem had an exact amount that would be appropriate. Based on a complete assessment that right, Hashem's purpose in this world is to bestow goodness on the human creations that he created. So there'd be an exact amount that would be appropriate. And everyone would be benefiting from this tov that Hashem would be made to bestowing goodness on the world. Who would be these descendants? They would have different levels to them. Perush, Shebem Rashim, Venitpalim. You'd have the heads and those that are secondary. Shor Rashim, the roots, the Anafim, the branches. Nimshachim Zachar Zebesidim Yuchad, right? You have a family that has a patriarch, and then you have a great grandson who's kind of going on the coattails of that great grandfather. With the Rambam's family, it was known as the Maimoni family for a few hundred years. Obviously, they're all equal before the law, but at a certain point, one of them has a more prominent role. The rest of them has the Yichus been connected to the Rambam. So to hear is this notion that within Adam Rishon's descendants, there would be the roots, the head ones, and then afterwards, secondary and branches. Ki ilanos manfeim, like a tree and its branches. Mispar ha'ilanos mispar enough makom b'shor b'tachas ediktuk. It's not just random. The amount of roots, the amount of branches, everything was completely accounted for. But plan A did not go so well. He went down tremendously. It's not just, okay, now he's got one Avera on the scoreboard in Shemayim, right? Adam zero, sin one. Doesn't work like that. His entire spiritual stature, his level, went down tremendously. And Ramchal explains a number of times when a person does an Avera, does a mitzvah, it's not just that you get something on the scoreboard. It affects you and your level. It affects like your spiritual essence a little bit, meaning Adam HaRishon had penetrated within him this choshech, this achirus, different terms for negative spiritual energies that are able to penetrate him. Kalama Minyan and Oshi Yarba Madriga, so all of humanity now went down in level. The Amad Madriga Shfalam out a very low level. It's not just like level 10, now we're on a 9, 8.5. Went down tremendously. Built a Ru'ila Mala Raman, it's Chishit, Adel Rishona, no longer destined for that eternal path of goodness that Adam Rishon Prisin was on that path. And now he's able to get something, but something on a much lower level. And now Adam Rishon Posin has his children. So Kulam Madrega Shvala Zosha Zacharnu, all on this lower level, and that's going to be a problem. That's where the rest of humanity comes in as type 2 human beings, because they're coming from Adam Rishon Posin world. The Omnam, however, still embedded within our spiritual DNA, bechina eliona mina bechina shemina zeh as bizman kulkulo. Right, a remnant of that initial potential is still with us. Right, you have someone who's an amazing basketball player and he's very talented. And he breaks his leg and he can't walk, so it's true he can't do much, but he has that capacity within him. That were he to resuscitate himself, Michael Jordan, after breaking his leg, is still not going to be like Joe Schmo on the street. He can't walk now, but if he gets his act back together, he's going to go back to being the high-quality, high-talented person from before. So too, humanity has this capacity still to go back to a pre-Adam Arishon, a pre-sin Adam Arishon, to achieve and be on that path to the higher level. Lo nitzcha Adam Arishon legamrei, meaning he didn't lose that potential, just that in practice, right now he's no longer at that higher level. But still he has that potential within him. He can go back and access that higher level were he to so choose. Hashem gave them this capacity, this capability to go back. They could indeed remove themselves from this other Rishon post-sin level of humanity and redeem themselves, bring them back to other Rishon pre-sin level. Hashem gave that to them. There's a time period. Right? We don't have forever to achieve Olam Haba. We all have Me'ava Esrim, hopefully, as a time limit to what we're able to achieve in this lifetime. So too, for that level, that point, the same way now we have the capacity, we have a certain amount of time to achieve Olam Haba, so too for them. Because anytime Hashem is giving you an opportunity for something that requires your effort, so it's not limitless, it's not forever, it's a time limit, and you can make it or not make it. Fine. So how are we getting to our parsha? You'll see how. Now, when Hashem said, I'm going to let you put forward efforts, human beings, to redeem yourselves, so there's root level and there's branch level. What does that mean? There's the key time, the most critical time period to establish the roots. But only afterwards come the branches. What that means to say. But you're talking about Nekukum Shebo, so right, humanity needs to redeem itself to go back to being track one, level one human beings. Well, if we say their Hadraga, so the way it's got to be set up is that first you got to get the roots in, La'amod Madriga Mitchukanis, to be at a higher level, V'yamduba Hem Van Fayem, and then as they, the roots and the branches that come after them, will be embedded on the higher level with the right path. Because branches, by their nature, by their definition, are following after the roots. So what time period was it over here? He sets a time period for this root, tkufa, this root time period. Whoever's alive during that time period, during the time of the roots, they enter the gate. They have this capacity. Can prepare himself. Meaning this is the critical root period. All human beings alive during this time period are roots, and they establish now what type of root will they take. And what would happen if you do that, if you choose good and you make yourself a holy individual during this root time period? You can be confident. Right nowadays, you never know. No matter what you do in life, you never know, God forbid, how your children are going to turn out, how your grandchildren are going to turn out. Right? Everything's kind of up in the air. Life is so unpredictable. But there, you're in the root time period. You are endowing your descendants with a certain spiritual level, a certain spiritual DNA. Kulam bebchina so. They will all be like you. You are guaranteed. You want your kids to be, I don't give names, but you want them to be like this type of person or that type of person. However you want, it's all based on you. They're going to follow no matter what. So whatever level you've attained, they'll be on that wavelength. Until the end of last week's parsha, the dispersion that took place. That was the end from the year zero until the Dor HaPlaga. So that was the major time period for the roots to take root. Now there indeed were individuals that were very special, that tried to be mezakes, Arabim, Chanuch, Metushelach, Shem, Ve'iver, Mazir, Mosem, Shitakim, Datsman. They would go around warning everyone, trying to get everyone to achieve higher levels. Hashem saw already the way people were behaving. He decided that's it, the end, the time period's over. And it's the end. That's it. Everyone, the chips fall wherever they are. Let's see what everyone's spiritual level is. Now the assessment comes. Now Hashem says, what's your fundamental level, your midah that you've attained? That's going to be for you and for your descendants for a very long time. It was decreed. Whatever you're at, your descendants will have that same character. Now you've got many different fundamental root types in the world. Each one with his own nature, his own level. Like all other entities. I'm sorry, Rabosai. I'm just going to put you on pause for 1 second. My apologies. There was a child who just came home and was screaming, and it sounded serious, but Baruch Hashem, it was only that her sister pulled her hair. Not Baruch Hashem that she pulled her hair. It's not a good thing she pulled her hair, but relative to the blood-curdling screams, I was just nervous. So we'll continue with the shiur. So now, so after this massive assessment that took place at this time, this period of time, at the time of the dispersion, it was determined basically everyone has to stay at this stage two level of humanity, of other Rishon post-sin. And they could not elevate themselves at all. No one was deserving, no one was worthy to redeem themselves and bring them back to a other Rishon pre-sin level of humanity. And dun-dun-dun, the one exception, Avram Levado Nivchar B'Ma'asav V'Nidala. Avram Avinu, as a result of his actions, as a result of his employing his own free will, he was chosen, he was selected. V'Nichba Lios Ilan Me'ula V'Ikar, and he was established to be a tree, it's metaphoric, on a very high grand level, a Adam HaRishon pre-sin level of much higher. And therefore, his branches, his descendants, would be have that chok, have that underlying principle, that underlying level that he's achieved. Then what happened is, Hashem splits up the world into the 70 nations. Each one of them is different. Everyone's got their particular characteristic, their particular level. But what they have in common, even though there's 70 different types, is they're all basically type B, other Rishon post-sin individuals. And the Jewish people descending from Avraham Avinu are the only ones that are on the higher level of humanity. And it sounds not racist, but it sounds superior. And we're not claiming
intrinsically I did something to be better off than my Gentile neighbor, in so much as I am a spiritual descendant of an individual that was worthy and deserving of a higher path. And I, my soul is part of his soul. It's an extension of it. It's a descendant of it. And therefore, as a result of it, it's almost as if like I am a part of Avraham Avinu, who's still here right now, who deserved this higher level path. At that point in time, it was cut off. And then history kind of started dealing with the branches. So even though you look at humanity, if you look at a history camera, you'd see someone from right now, and you see someone from thousands of years ago, we all look like human beings. We're actually fundamentally different. At that point in time, before the dispersion, it was the roots. And now we're in the time of the branches, and it's fundamentally different, right? The way you decide to send your kids to this school or that school, they could still turn out very different. But in the Shorashim, the time before the dispersion, the Haflaga, based on the spiritual level you've attained, that became the quality, that became embedded in the spiritual DNA of your descendants for thousands of years afterwards. So it's a fundamental difference. So we will stop for right now. My apologies.